agree.
Chairman, I'm suggesting that we take up item 10 in open session.
Members, okay.
And we do have a card from Inspector Bailey regarding item 11, and I believe that's to be addressed in open session.
Yes,
as well.
Okay.
And item 9 can be taken up. We tend to get into discussion of the strategy of the litigation. We're just talking about that.
Okay, then let us go to item 9, and then as for 10 and 11, then Supervisor Jersey can read the notice.
Could we have discussion first about the issue of going into closed session?
Yes, always a concern of yours.
It is, and first of all, we're looking at doing only item 11 in closed session.
12 and 13.
There's also two addenda items.
I'm sorry, I didn't bring the addendum in with me. Do we have a copy of the addendum? Is that in our...
Yes.
So we're proposing that item 11 be discussed in open session.
Initially.
We do have, Inspector Bailey would like to comment.
Yes, Inspector Bailey would like to offer some testimony to the committee.
Well, I'm thoroughly confused here because the board was never consulted on any of these matters. And I know there are a number of lawsuits out there, so I'd like to be clear on which ones we're talking about in closed session, which ones we're talking about in open session, and then I'd also like to know from Corp Counsel which ones have already been held in open session in court, subject to full public disclosure and the ability of citizens to come into court, hear the information, all of this being done without any board review or approval of it. So if we could have that clarification before we even start taking votes about closed session.
Mr. Grady?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, with respect to item number 9, I'll just go through them one at a time.
Thank you.
I have no problem with discussing the contract in open session and the approval of the contract. I would rather discuss the strengths and weaknesses of litigation. I would rather discuss that in closed session. Number 10, I think, is open session. As far as I know right now, if something comes up, we can change that. But, number 11, again, I think if all you're asking is a historical report of matters that are public record, we can certainly provide that. If you want to get into discussion of, again, pros and cons, et cetera, litigation, strengths and weaknesses, arguments for and against, that should be discussed in closed session. But, you know, if you just want to know what's happened so far, obviously that's something to be discussed. With respect to 12 and 13, again, I think the same probably goes true with those. If you're looking just for a report on, tell me what's out there in the public record, what's happened, you know, what happened first, what happened second, what happened third, those are matters in public record. To the extent you want to discuss, again, concerns, legal concerns about litigation or, you know, effects of litigation, I think that should be important. And so I'm willing to attempt to do some of those things in open, but there are things that
on item 12, has this board ever discussed item 12?
The committee has not. The personnel committee has.
Personnel committee has.
Yes.
And item 13?
This committee has not. I'm not positive. I believe the personnel committee has. Mr. Sessions indicating that we have. As a personnel.
Now, which of these items is Milwaukee County the plaintiff?
Item 11.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to suggest that we start with the items in open court, permit Corp Counsel to advise us when we're getting into situations which would be more appropriately discussed in closed session, and then have that if it's a concern, have that a discussion at that time, and then votes be taken.
I appreciate that guidance and direction, Supervisor. Item number 9.
Item number 9 is from Corporation Counsel requesting authorization to contract with White, Hirschbeck, and Dudick, SC, to represent Milwaukee County in matters relating to prosecution of any claims that it may have against potentially responsible parties for loss or damages relating to the failure of the O'Donnell Park parking structure.
Mr. Chairman, as indicated by the title, what you have in front of you is a report or a memo from myself and a resolution asking you to authorize a contract with White, Hirschbeck, and Dudek to represent Milwaukee County in the prosecution of its claims against potentially responsible parties related to O'Donnell Park, its claims being repair costs and loss of revenue. I previously sent down a report under Chapter 56 to the county executive and the county board chair indicating that we were proceeding with this contract immediately so that we could file the cross claims as soon as possible, and that I would then follow that up with this report seeking the approval. Back up a little bit, there have been several lawsuits filed against Milwaukee County by injured parties related to O'Donnell. The firm of White, Hirschbeck, and Dudek has been retained through the mutual, Wisconsin County Mutual Insurance Corporation, to defend Milwaukee County in those lawsuits. So they've been doing that since those began. And so that firm is being paid through the mutual for the defense of those lawsuits. They are already extremely familiar with, obviously, everything related to those lawsuits, the construction documents, the history, the various legal theories, the parties involved, et cetera. It makes, in my opinion, no sense to go anywhere else to seek representation for the county's claims against those other parties. This contract calls for an hourly rate to be paid. It's a discounted rate from their normal rate. The hourly rate would be paid only for the things that are uniquely related to the county's prosecution of its interests. In other words, proving up our damage claims and proving up any liability issues, dealing with any legal issues that relate to our claims. The work that they're going to continue to do to defend the county will be billed to the mutual as separate from this contract. So it's our belief that I've discussed this with the lawyers from White Hirschbeck, that the hourly fees to do the work solely for Milwaukee County on its claims will be under $50,000. And the last piece of this is that there is a contingency fee built into this should we be successful. It is a dramatically reduced contingency fee. And if there is a contingency fee payable, it would be reduced by any hourly fees we'd already paid.
Thank you. Ms. Grady, Supervisor Jersey.
Move approval of number 9.
Supervisor Jersey moves approval of item number 9. Supervisor Rice.
Yes, if it's appropriate for discussion, Mr. Grady, can you give us any other details on the nature of the contingency fee agreement?
I didn't bring the contract with me. I'm sorry. I just want to make sure I'm correct. Let me just say it more broadly. I believe that the county's claims, we're trying to put together the exact numbers, but I know numbers have been reported in the media. I don't necessarily want to say that they're accurate or inaccurate, but we have talked about numbers in the multi-million dollars, say $4 to $5 million range. I don't know that that's an accurate number right now, but if we assume $5 million just to pay a particular number, I think the contingency fee would end up being approximately 10% of that if we recovered $5 million.
So the details of the contingency fee
it's a tiered contingency, but I think if we do as well as we possibly can, assuming $5 million is that number, the contingency fee would total about 10%.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? Concerns, questions? If not, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Jersey?
Aye.
Washa?
Aye.
Suvars?
Aye.
Roderick?
Aye.
Rice?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes, that item is approved.
Thank you very much.